but you got to have friends. Feelings are so strong, you got to have friends to make that feeling strong.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And certainly stay in the loop and get my weekly newsletter by going to brucesalen.com and signing up. It is time for Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams, who has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 6 years. And he's finishing up doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and are expecting baby Drew any minute, almost literally. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
It is any minute. Hey, you used to call him Baby Bruce.
I stopped that long ago. He's Baby Drew to me.
Yeah, so excited. Well,
did you come up with a name? I think you did.
Yes, we have a name. I'll reveal it to you.
Okay.
Live on air as soon as the baby's born. But right now, today is 35 weeks, and the doctor says, you know, it could be any day. So I'm keeping close to my phone and looking forward to our time tonight for Dad Chat.
Yes.
All I
ask is just make sure the baby Drew waits till at least 7:15.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'll arrange that.
I mean, of course, my Dad Chat is a lot more important than the birth of your first son. And, you know, I just want you to know that I have my priorities in the right place.
I might have to Dad Chat, hopefully not, but I might have to Dad Chat in the delivery room. We'll see.
Wouldn't that be funny? If you had to go once it were started, I would just love it. It would just be so exciting that you're there, and then we could tweet about it as we hear news. That would be fun.
How fun.
We'd still hold the event and just have a little cutout of you in your place. So, I wanted to talk about friends, which is the topic, but I also think it'd be maybe of equal value, but it's up to you to talk about the subject we are going to be doing on Dad Chat, which is God and abstinence, or religion and abstinence, or our kids' sexuality and abstinence and saying no. Would you like to talk a little bit about that? Or
sure. You know what? Why don't we talk about that, and we can dip into friends, because I think that they're all kind of interwoven into one another.
Okay.
You know, I think one of the things people from the outside, when they think about Christians or people of faith, they often say, well, you know, the way you live, it's just a bunch of no's, things you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And even the word abstinence is, it's refraining from sex or abstaining from coffee or abstaining from dancing, you know, whatever it may be.
Or drugs
or
drinking,
drugs, whatever,
right.
The whole host of things that you could abstain from. And often we think that, you know, religion or people of faith, that it's all about just avoiding certain things. And what I'm looking forward to talking about tonight is really that God lays out for us in the Bible the best way to live. And it's actually the most vibrant way to live, the most meaningful, the most fulfilling, even describes how the best relationships can be. And it's more about stepping into and being in tune with the yes way of living to the way that God wants to live, rather than just seeing it as a bunch of no's. And I think that when we do that, and that includes entering into a relationship, let's say with the opposite sex, and saying, you know, what would God want for us? What could be the best type of relationship that we can have, rather than, well, how far is too far?
Mm.
Or, you know, when I go to this party with my friends on Friday night, instead of saying, you know, I'm really going to abstain from drinking, what if the focus was, okay, how can I, by the end of that night, have an amazing time that I won't regret, but also that the people around me will be better off because I actually showed up to this party? Or spending, your free time, instead of saying, well, you know, I'm really going to try to avoid smoking pot, I'm going to abstain from that. What if it was, okay, I've got an hour, a little bit of free time, how can I maximize that hour and really live life to the fullest in a positive way? And so, and I think that requires friends to help you through that.
Well done, Pastor.
Because it's true, you know, it's hard on your own. Really, it's impossible to go through life in isolation. We need those friends.
Well, you know, the irony of what you just said it hits home for me. You know both my sons, but you know my older one, I think, who's going off to college. He is he's struggled a lot with the fact that he has chosen a sober life. He doesn't drink or do drugs. He had his playtime in that world and fortunately left it. But the vast majority of his friends do. And in some cases, they go, in his mind, way too far. And he finds himself conflicted, not because he is tempted to indulge, because he doesn't even want to hang around them, because their idea of a good time, to use your example, is not what good they could do with the hour. It's just getting wasted. And sometimes in various bands he's been in, some of the people are so into drugs and drinking that the unprofessionalism that follows those habits have impacted his desire to continue even in a band.
It's so true, and especially, you know, in so many circles, it's really, it's almost expected, you know, for more creativity or...
Yes, you know, and I worry about that with him going off to a college of music in Boston, you know, 2,000 miles away. We've talked about it. Now, the irony is, you talk about circles of friends. My younger son is academic, and I've asked him, and I think he's telling me the truth. None of his friends, he's a freshman in high school, none of them, he said, are smoking dope or drinking, that he's aware of. So it is the circles you go in. My older son hung out with, you know, other rock and rollers and musicians and wasn't that academic. And he got in one circle. They go to different schools. And my younger son is all about getting into NYU, even though he's a freshman in high school.
Yeah, it makes such a huge difference. And this is where I think parents, in those early years, as they're going through elementary school, through middle school, and as they head into high school, just really trying to encourage your kids to have those good friends that really look out for them, that really care for them, that aren't just friends that like being around you if you party with them, and then when you don't, they leave you, you know, on the side. But people that really lift them up, and I think parents can really influence in a lot of ways those friend groups.
Well, it's a big deal, as you were about to find out and go on the journey yourself. You know, the other thing you said that I think is so important, you said how people can look at religion as a bunch of things they can't do versus the things they can. And I got to tell you, everybody I've known well that is religious and leads a religious life is happier.
It's so true.
It's not the things they can't do. They have rules that they live by that give them joy, give them guidance, and let them know what to do rather than just act on feelings. If you are reporting, in essence, to God, if you're following the Ten Commandments, and in Judaism, the 500 and some laws, if you're an Orthodox observant Jew, your life has great order. And that's a wonderfully comfortable feeling. So I would reframe it to say I don't even think of it as a negative. I think all it does is enhance your life. Yet, unfortunately, secular society and mainstream media have demeaned religion horribly. You know, I got to tell you something else. It's just totally off base. I was on, I was in the gondola the other day, and with two guys, and we started talking about religion. And I asked them the question: do they think we live in a more or less religious society now? They both thought it was more religious because of the right-wing religious views. And I thought, are you kidding me? I mean, God is taken out of the public sphere, and just because there's more talk show radio or the internet, I mean, religion is so much less a part of the public discourse. Wouldn't you agree with me?
You know, I completely agree, and I think what's happened is as it's shrunk and as it's gotten smaller, those on the fringe, especially on the right, are just trying to get louder. And you know, there's more, like you said, talk shows and more things online. And though the vast majority in the polling across the United States, the values are shifting. Even in our local community, you know, where people, you know, find their values. I read a recent study that said that in many ways that it had nothing to do with religion. So we're seeing that more and more.
I when I grew up, you could not go anywhere pretty much on a Sunday. Everything was closed. Restaurants were closed. I mean, the only thing I remember being open on Sundays was movie theaters and, of course, parks. Now, and I brought this up to the guys in the gondola with me. And Sunday was a reverential day for everyone, whether you were Christian or not. As a Jew, Sunday is just another day to me, but I was aware that the society I lived in put some special value on Sunday as the Christian Sabbath, so to speak, or the day of worship, or the day that you go to church. And so even though it wasn't my day, it made me, I was conscious of it. I thought that had value. That's gone.
So gone. It's been replaced with, kids' sports. It's been replaced with football on TV. It's been replaced with, well, it's finally a me day, and I'm going to kick back and do what I want. Boy, things have changed. Who knows what it'll be in 10 years from now?
Well, I thank God, literally, that we have you for my show, and I thank God for your church and your community, and I am wishing God to bring you a wonderfully healthy baby in the very short-term future. Please tell our listeners where they can find you, because I know I'm going to find you at around 5:15, 5:30 in Calvary Church today, but tell those that aren't nearby where they can find you, please.
Fantastic. Online at drewsams.com, and I cherish your encouragement. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. I'll see you in a few hours. We will be back for me to talk a little bit further about friends and what we just spoke about after these messages.
Will you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah.